那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 3当中的高频话题，叫做人们是否会谈论一些他们不感兴趣的内容相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Do people like to talk about something they don't like? 人们会在生活当中谈论一些不喜欢的事吗？开门见山，两思路方向比对，第一个方向强调否定。其实很多人吧，在生活当中还是愿意去谈论一些喜欢的事儿，比如旅行啊，比如说可能购物啊，这些人们都很开心的东西，大部分人都会谈。不开心的事儿，让他们觉得不喜欢的，一般不会谈。第一个方向。第二个方向强调一部分人，其实还有一部分人是要不得不去谈论一些他们不喜欢的事儿，比如婚姻，比如买房，这两件事儿其实很多人不愿意谈论吧，对吧？但是不得不去想。那这样来看，两者比对回答符合逻辑。第一个方向强调否定，可能大部分人不会去谈论不喜欢的事儿。其次强调一部分人呢，可能不得不去谈论他们不喜欢的事儿。这样来看，对比回答比较好说，可以分类讨论。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, it's pretty hard to say. You know, a lot of people today might be willing to discuss something they are really interested in. I mean, they love to do something they like or talk about something they really like. It has got to do something with the habit or passion in bottom of heart.Such as shopping or traveling. But a part of them might be likely to share something they are not fond of, but they have to think about, like buying a house, for example, or like a marriage. In today's world, young people are not pleased when they are talking about something, I mean the problems of house and marriage, since they are not hoping to get too much burden in life. All what they want is about an easy life and that's like.Interestingly, a house is really important to each of us. Marriage is also important. We have to face all of these. So I think that, you know, people today sometimes like to talk about something they don't like. I mean, they have to do it. So that's it.
那在结尾的时候呢，杰森强调了一下，其实很多人呀，不得不去谈论一些他们不喜欢的事儿。也就是说，他们即使谈论婚姻呀，即使谈论买房什么的，那也是不得已而为之，强调出来一种刚需。考官接下来就问了，除了买房子和婚姻之外，还有别的事儿是人们不得不谈论的吗？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，愿意、意愿这样去做 ，be willing to。第二个，习惯和兴趣 ，habit or passion。第三个，过多的压力负担。Too much burden, 最后毋庸置疑的 ,undoubtedly.
这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat, B17693917, B17693917, 希望今天这样期节目给带你们帮助，谢谢。